pretty simple. He put some pretty good at-bats against a really good pitcher, one of the best pitchers in the game right now. You got your best guys in the back end, and sometimes it doesn't work out. That's the way I see it.
The way you guys score your runs against him, kind of the way it has to go, getting some small ball done, making everything happen, taking advantage of whatever opportunities you get?
Yeah, I actually think we hit some balls hard, just missed them. Carlson easily could have hit a three-run homer there. They got caught on the track. So I thought our at-bats were actually pretty good. I liked their game plan against them. Took advantage of some overthrows and some decisions that they made throwing the bases. I took the extra bag and then a base hit for another run. So I liked our style of play today.
What did you learn about Pallante in a game like this?
Yeah, he did what we thought he would do. I mean, he's been really good. Lives on the ground, I think, 15 ground balls for outs. Dominated with his fastball, mixed in his other stuff. Curveball was a good pitch for him. But the kid, he steps up when needed.
The fifth inning where the first three guys get on, he finds a way, he falls behind in the count. He's 2-0. I mean, there's a lot that could go sideways there.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And the way they loaded the bases, when you're on the ground as much as Pallante, some are going to get through, some are going to be right at people. The hardest one might have been the one that was hit for a double play, you know? So it's just the way it works. But he was able to pitch through that, only allowing one run. That's a big deal to not let the game speed up on you.
I think it's the second time this year that you've used Pallante 2 days in a row. Was there any slippage tonight, or was that just a ball that got too much of the play? I said Pallante, I meant Helsley. You just get too much of the plate on that on the home run ball?
Yeah, ball down the middle, it gets hit a long ways. He was sitting fastball, guessed right.
Going back to Pallante, you've preached a lot with your rookies about adjusting and adapting to each challenge and to kind of take each start and seeing how you can build off of that. How have you seen Pallante adjust to that in that starter's role?
Here's what's most impressive about Pallante as far as building off of each start is the way he prepares. This is a kid that prepares as if he's been in the league for several years. So when you talk about building off of each start, that's probably what's going to allow him to continue to have success upon success, is he truly has a game plan for the opposition. He knows how to use his stuff. He knows what he needs to go to in order to have success, but he also has a really good idea of what the other guys can do and can't do. So.
Is that unique to a pitcher of his experience level and the role that he's been asked to do for you guys this year?
Yeah, but I mean, a decent amount of our guys, even we talk about Libby and Zach and some of the guys that come up, they've done a nice job of prepping for their games and understanding that it's more than just relying on their stuff, but also exposing the opposition stuff. So, yes, but our guys have been pretty good at it.
You seen him? Was this the first start where it was kind of how he
full
pitched?
Go.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, how has he kind of rewritten his role over the past two starts?
Yeah, this is a guy. I mean, when you look at it, you're debating, once we get healthy, does he go back to the pen and bridge you to your back end? Do you keep him in the rotation? He continues to throw well and show that he's more than capable of being in that starting rotation and being a legit dude for us. So. We'll weigh our options once we're healthy and figure out what's best.
Probably has kind of the modern game kind of numbed me a little bit. We see five and dive a lot, and that's really not what he's doing at all, is he?
No, and that's the thing. Like, because he's on the ground as much as he is, he doesn't miss a ton of bats. He can get quick outs. He can have that 8-pitch inning, 11-pitch inning, which allows him to go deeper in games. Today, really nice job.
We talked about him last night, but Edmundo Sosa, I mean, is it even more impressive what he was able to do tonight given the type of pitcher he was facing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Took some really good at-bats. Continues to just bring energy and life, whether he's in the lineup or not. But that's a tough role to not play for as long as he did. Take the at-bats he did yesterday and do the same thing against Sandy. That's impressive.
Is Tommy in that game just for defense? Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, just for defense.
Going back to Pallante, his kind of role he's evolved into kind of exceeded, you know, maybe what you guys thought he could, for where he fit, like coming into the start of the season?
Depends how you look at it. We thought he'd be pretty darn good. That's why we took him. It's just a matter of the role in the bullpen compared to the starting role. I think as a starter, he continues to impress. So, yeah.
You commented about him previously being a guy that, from like a nerd's perspective, it's like he doesn't know where he is. But facing a guy like Sandy, is that makeup that Andre brings to the table something that you'd like to see, because it's not going to rattle him who's on the other side? He's just going to kind of do his thing?
I don't think we have a guy that cares who's on the other side, to be honest with you.